Podcast to podcast bonus episodes are back. And if you've been a supporter of my work over the 3+ years of podcasting, you've seen this man's name come up on a few occasions. So Izzy Baker, it's great to see you again. Thanks for coming back on the shows.
Oh, anytime.
Izzy's out there in Texas. He's traveling the world, though, but he is up to one main thing, and that is breaking mental health stigma. On this podcast, the podcast episode, the bonus series where I give an in-depth look to a lot of other great podcasts out there, Izzy has a show called PSA. I was lucky enough to be a guest on his show. It's a lights out episode. Be sure to scroll down the episode bio so you can take a peek to his show and my episode on his show. But Izzy, I want to dive right into it. You could explain your podcast better than me. Let's talk about what led you to create this podcast way back when.
So I actually was just thinking about this today. So I started the podcast in 2018. I always say that God has a funny way of doing things, because leading up to the podcast, I had never really listened to podcasts, but I actually had forgot about it. The summer of 2017, I binge listened to this show podcast called I'm Wired to Inspire by Robin Nicole, who calls herself the Inspiration Specialist. And I used to just listen to her podcast all the time, going through a down period. Post-grad depression was very real. And I was just listening to her podcast throughout the whole of time. Didn't think nothing of it. So I remember starting PSA was originally a blog. Most people don't know. It was in the form of the old VH1 show, The Best Week Ever, but it was in blog form. And I couldn't just keep up with it. I tried, and I just couldn't do it. So I said, I like the name PSA, Prodigy Sportive Attestations. Prodigy is the name of the brand. Sportive is a double meaning light, playful. And then attestations is news and or something delivered as true. So I love the name. And I was like, okay, I want to keep this name, but I don't know what I want to do. So then I heard loud and clear. I felt like I was just as loud as I heard podcast or YouTube. At the time, this is before my first weight loss journey, and then now I'm on my second one now. And I didn't feel that I was comfortable enough to be on camera, so I knew podcasts, you could start audio. And I knew I wanted something that challenged perspectives, gave different outlooks and views on different things. And, you know, after discussing it with my father, who was a counselor, he said, well, you know, that's mental health. So I said, okay, cool. So before I dropped my first episode, I went into like a little boot camp, and I studied podcasts. I studied like all of the top 10, because my logic was, why am I trying to be like somebody who's on my level or a little bit ahead? Why not be at the top? You're in the top 10 for a reason. Let me see what you're doing. And so, you know, launched the first episode February 2018, and here we are now in April, May 2023.
I'd love to hear a quick word from our show sponsor, Tampa Counseling and Wellness, and you could find all of their information in the show description.
Are you constantly exhausted and overwhelmed? Do you struggle with your confidence or self-esteem? Are you ready to live a life with more passion, courage, and excitement? At Tampa Counseling and Wellness, we want to be there for you every step of the way. While we understand that change may be difficult, we have a proven track record of helping our clients live a more joyous and meaningful life. Whether you are looking to overcome some current life challenges or you are looking to do some deeper healing, we are here to help you. Our compassionate approach to therapy is rooted in building your confidence and insight while helping you gain mastery of your life. If you would like to learn more about our services, or you would like to schedule a free consultation with one of our clinicians, please visit us at www.tampacounselingandwellness.com or simply call or text us at 813-520-2807. We look forward to growing with you, Tampa Counseling and Wellness, where it is okay to not be okay.
I appreciate the consistency and the work ethic, because that's something I strive to do. I know how hard it is to consistently make time to put out that contact, but you do have a good following. You do have a good support system. I'm hoping to catch up to you sooner or later. I am now December 2019, other podcast, January 2020. So we're out there both making a difference. What is your favorite part of podcasting, Izzy?
Being able to talk my trash, but it's funny because I'm a natural trash talker, but I love the fact that it's like positive trash talking. It's like I'm talking trash, but it's still out of love, like that I love us for real, but you know, I'm telling y'all the truth. And then the beauty of it is, and I also really like that, and I posted on my Instagram today, how the diversity in my interviews. So when I shifted my podcast, it originally started out with just me. Then I started having what I call guests from time to time. I switched in season six. I'm in season seven now. Y'all check that out. First three episodes are out now. And I shifted from myself to guests from time to time, to shifting my pockets to an interview-based, experience interview-based, what I like to call it, because in that case, you may not necessarily yourself be an expert, but for what we're talking about, you're the expert for that conversation. And some people are legit experts. You know, I have my mental health practitioners, I've had holistic health nuts, I've had NFL prospects, upcoming rappers, fashion designers, and then just, you know, homeboy from around the way. I believe everybody has something to say. And while many people can't talk about everything, everybody can talk about something.
I love that. And I couldn't agree with you more, bringing in a diverse audience, just people from all different walks of life. Excuse me. That's something I strive to do as well. You never know which part of someone's journey is going to resonate with you most. And I truly believe that. Now, we heard about why Izzy started the podcast, how he started the podcast, and now we also heard about keeping the podcast fresh, going from solo episodes to interviews with guests. Something I still need to do better at is put out more solo episodes. I just get in that groove of interviewing, and just putting out content. What's next for PSA? You mentioned a few little changes. You mentioned you started out as a blog. I know you're an ambitious dude. What else you got planned in the work with this PSA brand?
Well, just taking it as far as it can go. The YouTube bag is definitely, you know, I see in the foreseeable future, because of how, you know, my videos themselves on YouTube don't really do much, but the shorts go crazy.
I noticed that too, man. Like, what's up with that?
So you noticed just for you, or just with me, or what you said, like for both of us? I mean,
I got one podcast on there called Writing with Authors. That's all published authors, published writers, because I had that shiny object syndrome with Instagram, where I just was chasing those followers doing this, but I never monetized much. So I said, why don't I go over to YouTube, start this series? I got these, you know, 10-minute interviews, getting, you know, anywhere from 10 to 100 views, but I put a short up and I get 400 views like that.
So I do know, and this is good for anybody listening. So this, what I did research and found out, that they're really pushing the algorithm for the reels, because they're trying to compete with TikTok. If you anybody noticed on YouTube, which all of my season seven episodes will go, and from here on will go there, when I'm creating and uploading a video, it'll say, is this a podcast? They have a whole segment just for podcasts now. So now you don't have to make a YouTube channel and then say, oh, this is my podcast.
That's what I've been doing, podcast playlist. I didn't know that.
I did, but now they have its own thing. So it's just like podcast. So season seven and beyond will be just on that. It's still, of course, on the YouTube channel, the same channel, but it's just its own playlist that said, is this a video or a podcast? So, you know, because they're really trying to push podcasts and pay people for podcasts. So, you know, I say, for me, I've noticed last year, maybe last July, my YouTube had a total of 23,000 views. Oh, and this year it has 110,000. So just mainly from those reels, and I built over 100 followers just from the reels and the shorts. So that's why I keep pushing them. And even in the off season, I would just think of something funny, I put it on my YouTube just to really try to blow it up.
I'm going to have to take that advice right there, Izzy, because I mean, we're always looking for ways to grow as entrepreneurs, and I can definitely use YouTube advice. That 100 followers was the hardest 100 followers I ever had to get on YouTube. I mean, I think my first video was like 8 years ago, you know, and I guess now it's starting to get one or two a week, which is nice because I'm putting out more content. But I can certainly take that advice. Everyone out there, we've touched on a lot today. Now we've even got YouTube advice from Izzy. Izzy, for everybody who's new to podcasting out there, everybody goes about their shows differently. What's a good way you can offer for people to find guests? How do you find your guests?
So I used to go fishing on YouTube. I mean, Instagram, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I got reached one of those like little podcast app thing kind of reached out to me last year, and it's been effective because I've been using it. It's called Podmatch, PodMatch. And you can either go in as a guest or as a host or both. And you type in your description, your ideal guest, and woo-woo. And then it'll come up with matches of people. Some people will reach out to you. Hey, we matched. I would love to be on your show or that. And that's how a lot of my guests last season were from Podmatch. And it's some high-ranking people. And, of course, some just that I knew and then, of course, reached out to. And like I said, as I continue to rise, I love conversations with people I don't know. But mm-hmm. I still like people picking brains of people I do know on camera, too. So.
Of course, yeah. Those podcast agents, they flood my inbox with my guests, and I get a ton of guests. I've even now taken a step back, and I encourage you, if you haven't been on Listen Notes, Listen Notes is a website where they tell you your global ranking, and I know you're probably higher than me on there. That Entrepreneur Show is top 3% in the globe, and A Mental Health Break is now top 10% in the globe. So for certain agents that come my way, I've been charging a $20 fee for all production costs, my time, editing time, having someone do all that. And people are paying that cost now because of the global ranking. So definitely go out there and check out Listen Notes. Just a little way to monetize your show. Obviously, you know, not every guest is going to be monetized. And that's okay because that's not the point of my podcast. I do it for love. But now that it is hitting these pinnacles, we should get rewarded for our hard work at times. And now I'm finding ways to make that happen so we can keep this show going. We talked about why he started the podcast, how he started the podcast. It was starting a blog. So everyone out there, blog's another way to keep things going. The blog for me is coming soon. Favorite parts of podcasting. We talk about how he keeps things fresh. And he even told you how to find guests and some tips for YouTube. Before we sign off, Izzy, is there anything else you'd like to share on PSA, the podcast?
So where are we at? So like I said, I had to take a week off after week three. I never take off this early, but it's a lot of stuff going on at the school I'm working at, testing, and my school is actually closing down at the end of the school year. That's interesting. That's a story for another day. But with my interview-based podcast, every episode will feature a segment of me, which I added this season, I'm going to say this semester. And the segment is called Happy Hour. And in that segment, it's kind of like it's like you're a happy hour, minus the liquor and minus the happy hour food. But basically, it's just the point of that segment is for me to go on a quick rant about something, whether it's a current event, whether it's just something that's on my mind. You know, this most recent episode I recorded, I vented about people in freaking TikTok living in vans. Like, that's a real thing. That's crazy. Tune in every week, every Thursday, obviously not this one, but every Thursday, new episode. Again, and finish off saying that even though, you know, this episode, this season and last, the majority of the season will feature interviews, you will still have a few casual episodes of me just by myself. Cause I know some people really love that too.
That's why I got to be on that.
Yeah. And the first episode of the season was me by myself. And then I'll be recording another one by myself soon. And you'll also see me not just at my house this season. You'll see me at my house like this with the new backdrop for season 7.
I like that.
Thank you. And you'll see me at a studio downtown Houston. Shout out to Creators Guild HTX. And yeah.
Everyone out there, always challenge yourself to evolve your brand. Challenge yourself to have conversations with like-minded people. Me and Izzy always have a great time shopping it up. Let's find out how to find this podcast now, Izzy, and how to find you on social media.
Yes, so podcast, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, and everywhere you can stream podcasts, including YouTube, PSA, the Mental Health Podcast, the only mental health podcast that blends mental health with humor, satire, sound research, and storytelling. And you can find me, my personal page on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, _ Izzy Bake Oven.
I remember that. That's right. Yeah, I follow Izzy. I get his content, _ Izzy Bake Oven. With that, everyone, the shows that this podcast will be on are at That Entrepreneur Show and at A Mental Health Break. Of course, on Instagram, it is at Vincent A. Lancy. And be sure to head to YouTube so you get a video preview of this episode. And Izzy, it was great catching up with you, man. And you have a great evening.
All right, you too. Thank you.